Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Maybe you heard a little banter there, a little crosstalk with James Santel and I. He's sticking around, a little Friday special surprise for everybody. James Santel, of course, former U.S. attorney. He's going to be appearing at one of the No Kings protests that are occurring across the state. My last count at like plus 60-ish, which is fabulous. Jim's going to be down at Cathedral Square addressing protesters there. You're not going to want to miss Jim. And a special shout out, I have to say, to my parents, Mike and Shirley. Their friends, Ellen and Andy, Mary Jo and Arlie, they got a whole posse of, no offense, parents and friends, oldsters, the retiree set, going down to Cathedral Square with their signs and banners. I love it. If my 80-plus-year-old parents can do it, so can you. And the reason that we need to do that is because dippy-doos in D.C. by the White House been spotted holding up Trump for King and Keep America Trump. It's just gross. Also, I wanted to share with you all, we are going to post in today's show notes, and you can find those if you look up my podcast on Apple Pods, Spotify, or, of course, on the Civic Media website. We're going to put a thing from the ACLU on in our show notes, know your protest rights. And I just wanted to go through them very quickly. You do not need a permit to protest in response to breaking news, and you don't need a permit to march in the streets or along sidewalks, as long as you're not obstructing traffic or access to buildings. When you are lawfully present in any public space, you have the right to photograph anything in plain view, including federal buildings and police. Again, in a public space. If you believe your rights have been violated, write down everything that you remember, try to record it, get contact information for witnesses, take photographs of injuries. If you get stopped by the police, ask if you're free to go. I had a business card back in law school that opened up, Jim, and it had this thing called the invocation of rights. Yes. You know, officer, if I am free to go, I ask that you inform me that I am and I would wish to leave. In other words, they have to actually come up with a reason to stop you, right, which puts you into different legal territory. Again, ask if you're free to go.
It's called justice in America, right?
That's
right.
Fundamental law enforcement. If you get arrested, you have a right to ask why. Otherwise, say you wish to remain silent and ask for a lawyer immediately. Do not sign anything without a lawyer present, okay? If you get arrested, ask why. Then remain silent. Ask for a lawyer. Don't sign anything without a lawyer present. If you get stopped by a member of the military or any law enforcement officer at a protest, you have the right to remain silent. Again, tell them that you'll only answer questions in the presence of an attorney. Any other good tips? I never was a criminal prosecutor, Jim. Mm-hmm. You did that work. Other good tips for peaceful protesters that want to remain lawful but exercise their rights.
All right, absolutely. And as you recite those good touchstones, Maggie, all of them are premised upon common sense, right? You do have these basic principles in America that say, yes, indeed, it's called the Constitution, it's the First Amendment. I can go out there, and yes, there are limitations on time and place. But again, during the course of the day in public arenas, you have that capacity to do it. And so many of those things, again, not all of them, but many of them are reflections of common sense. Beyond that, you do have a right. And it frankly, it's in some of these recent decisions by many of these courts of appeals judges who are addressing things, including these orders coming out from the various colleges and universities, talking about the First Amendment. The fundamental notion is you can speak things that are unpopular, right? I suspect tomorrow there are an awful lot of people speaking things that are very popular, at least among the congregated groups. But you don't have to limit your views to those that are consistent with what the entire nation believes. You've got that right to speak on behalf of your own views and perspectives. That's a fundamental right, too. And again, the fundamental notion here is just because it may be offensive to some people does not mean that you you cannot say it. Just because it is a matter for disagreement doesn't mean that you're going to get arrested for it. Those fundamental principles were James Madison talked about almost 250 years ago. You keep that in mind tomorrow and for the rest of your lives, candidly, when it comes to being out there in the public domain.
So this is a tangent for another day, Jim, but we're going to put a marker down for you and I to definitely discuss conditions of confinement, our incarceration system here in the United States. We also should talk about this case that came across my desk when I was a clerk for Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Michael Caney. Indiana, this case came out of Indiana where a guy that had been convicted for sexual abuse or assault. And he was required to go to these group therapy sessions. And in the group therapy sessions, they address triggers for folks that have a pattern of these kinds of assaults and delinquencies. And he talked about having urges, and then they revoked his parole and probation. And the question was, can you criminalize thoughts, right? It was fascinating. In short, no, we don't criminalize thoughts. We don't criminalize people for disagreeing with the government. If you're going out to protest in the No Kings movement, millions of people, and God is going to open up hopefully a bunch of thunderstorms in Washington, D.C. for dear leaders, display of military grandiosity to the tune of now estimates topping 100 million, please know your rights, be peaceful, obey the directives of law enforcement, and most of all, enjoy being in community with one another and those that believe that we deserve better than what we've got. We come back, we're going to have a special edition of Ask Maggie and Jim Santel here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Get your questions in, 855-752-4842. Everything's game. We'll be back with more after these brief messages.